This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Mad Wednesdays, we are going to make a blooper reel of Robbie Pelly. I think we're just going to set up a
video. It's got to be done.
I think it has to be a video because I know how flustered my face must look.
You're a bit red.
Anytime I have to press anything.
And it's actually really cute. Oh, by the way, everyone, you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, joined by the fabulous Lisa May.
Oh, hi.
And Robbie has, it's been ages since Robbie's been in the driving seat. It was just last week. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm a bit of a control freak.
No, you don't say.
And I'm finally relinquishing that control and letting Robbie...
Bit by bit. Bit by,
he's paddled the whole show all on his own, and I didn't say anything then, except for saying it right now and there. No, it's great. We're having way too much fun, and what more could you ask for on your drive home, or if you're just enjoying listening to us in your home, or as you're walking, wherever you are. Yay.
We hope you're having fun.
There's a rampant series of remake culture going on in our lives.
Sure is.
And there's one thing that you're very excited for, isn't there?
Look, Robbie? And as a result, there has been an issue that has come up that has divided the nation, Dean. I would like to think it's divided the nation.
I was like, we had the marriage plebiscite,
yeah,
rights for trans people, Queensland, what else could
Eurovision.
No, no, no. Eurovision. Think bigger. The remake of Aladdin came out this week.
Oh, did it? Oh. Prince Ali, fabulous, he, Ali, this is the Will Smith version of that song, and I've got to admit, I kind of hate it.
It's great. Look, I will...
We're divided in the studio,
little old Australia.
I'm going to take the seat of the expert here because I'm the only person in the studio that's seen the movie.
That's fair.
All right.
But look, the soundtrack maybe was a little bit disappointing to those who are really massive Disney fans.
And I can hit the original notes. I'm just pointing that out. I was available for the role.
You'd make a great genie, actually.
I've got the waist for it.
I bet you up all blue. I think you'd look good.
Yeah.
Look, I really enjoyed it. I heard a lot of people disgruntled about it, not loving it.
I mean, tequila. You heard tequila disgruntled
there was
about
some,
it.
There were some other notions of that on Facebook as well. I think go into it with that perception, but there was a lot of really great, strong points to it.
I've seen a lot of love to it. A lot of what I've seen about it has actually really praised the way they've portrayed Jasmine, and the actress who plays
Big
Jasmine
absolutely
steals the show. And I think it's great just for that simple reason, because Aladdin's not really a story. Jasmine is a cute sidekick, but I like the fact that in this kind of a remake, she gets her own. And we need that, but we need young women, even young men, to see women in power in that way.
She literally gets her voice too with her own solo song.
Like in The Little Mermaid.
In the original version of Aladdin, the only song that Jasmine sings on is A Whole New World, is the duet. Mm-hmm. She gets her own solo song in the new remake.
I can show you. Wait, she's got her own song?
It's called
How
Speechless.
Did you hum a few bars for
us? Oh, I couldn't because I don't know how. Anybody? No?
I don't know. I haven't
heard that. It's going to be a Lisa Mann power ballad one day, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
Did you like that song?
Yes, it's fantastic. Very sort of in the vein of Let It Go. A big sort of pop hit, a big power ballad
hit. So here's my question. Did you like it so much you're planning on seeing it twice?
Yes. No, I'm going back again tomorrow. Thanks for asking, Dean.
Look at that organic segue.
Look, I'm really excited. I was worried about the remake of that kind of film, but I'm looking forward to The Lion King. I like live action.
Yes, all of it.
But I'm very here for remakes. I don't know if you've heard, but a new remake of Beverly Hills 90210 is happening. And the original cast, obviously all except for the poor Dylan, because Luke Perry has moved on.
Deceased.
How do I say that? He's no longer with us. So the rest of the cast are all coming together for a remake telemovie of Beverly Hills.
You look very excited.
I am
so here for it. Oh, my God.
But what's interesting is...
Andrea's even coming back.
Yep, Andrea Zuckerman's coming back. What's interesting is they did the series that came back, which was 90210, not Beverly Hills 90210, just 90210.
Yeah.
And Jenny Garth had a role. Shannon Doherty was in it.
Cameos.
They really played into the characters. So I wonder if any of these young characters will come in. But it's really exciting. Here's what I think's more interesting. Who was older? Was it Andrea Zuckerman or Ian Ziering?
Ian Ziering. He was the oldest.
Because Ian Ziering looks exactly the same.
Yes.
Everyone's been touched by an angel called Dr. Phil, but everyone's had a little bit of work done. It's just the way that it is in LA and Hollywood. But what's more interesting is the fact that he's obviously had it done because he has not changed at all. But he is like from Death Becomes Her. He's taken that potion and he is stuck in that age. And that's why he turned around and went, I'm the oldest one, even though he was really 22 and he's just never aged a day.
Hippie's like 53.
Yeah.
Because he was 33 when the series came out.
And if I look that when I'm 53, like right now I'm 41, and if I look that next week, I'd be happy.
I am here for it. Yeah.
Oh, but it's really exciting. So 90210 is coming back as well, and I'm very here for it. Are you excited for these remakes? Charmed, there's been a bit of a sketchiness
I am excited for a lot of these remakes. Charmed, I was not.
I was disappointed with it, I'm not going to lie. They're really...
I gave it a fair crack.
The original Charmed, it was very much the skill and talent of these actresses that were known for being childhood actresses. They really made it
100%.
With who they were. And I think the CW are absolutely trying and taking a direction, but it's just not for me.
No.
But I'm sure the youths are liking it. What about you, Robbie? Are there any other remakes that you've been excited about, or do you not like a remake except when it's in a movie form and about an anime?
No, I love a remake. I love a remake, and there is a lot of... I've been a big backer of the new... rendition of Will and Grace. I think
I've loved it.
And
it's when it's done right, it's oh so right. The fear and the danger is when a new company takes over. The new Dynasty is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, they've nailed it.
Oh, they've absolutely nailed it. The new Will and Grace, and that's because it's that team coming back together again, not just the cast, but the creator as well, is still absolutely fantastic. I'm just very here for it.
Yes.
What would you like to have remade that hasn't been remade?
Oh, look, there was a show. It was a great show. I'm a Star, Dina Curie, Duetaholics. Let's do a remake of that.
Well, yeah, only six people. So, you know, I would love the two creators of television that formed my mind of television as a childhood were Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Who created, and this is not in Australian television, but Aaron Sorkin, who created Sports Night, The West Wing, The Newsroom, and David E. Kelly, Ally McBeal.
Oh, right,
Pinsers, L.A. Law. These are my two peaks of television greatness that I absolutely love. And for me, any of those shows created by them would be great. But I actually love a remake of Brothers and Sisters, because getting Sally Field on my TV would just make me so happy.
Drop Dead Diva?
Drop Dead Diva was fantastic. Bring it on. Bring on the remakes, I say, as long as they keep the original actors in their roles.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, look, I'm here for this Disney remake thing, and we'll see how Lion King goes. Aladdin, I believe, has gone quite well. They've added quite a lot to the story, and I think it complements the story very well. I'm really interested to see what they do with Lion King.
I can't wait for Lion King.
Because I think that's even more of a classic.
Yeah.
Maybe, I can't wait. I think it's going to be beautiful.
My biggest gig about the Lion King live remake was obviously, once you're involved in a project, you have to promote it and stuff like that. And Beyonce is the voice of Nala. And they've gone, bae, like, you know, you've got to promote. And she just tweeted, I'm Nala.
No.
Oh, how camp is that? Just, I'm Nala.
Like Lisa. Any other tweets are going to cost you.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see that on your Facebook feed, actually. Fabuland Friday.
Yeah, Fabuland Friday.
It's happening.
Lisa Mann, I'm Nala.
I'm Nala. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Plenty more coming up.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.